Recorded live.
Welcome, this is Brenda Lanoff, Whispering Energetic Healing. And I am so thrilled to have the guest on today, Mariangela Paradis from Australia. Now, the reason I love to do this show and do the interviewing is because I want to show how energy healing is a complement, not a conflict, with Western medicine, and how a combination of Eastern and Western medicine can really increase your ability to overcome health challenges. So this radio show is for anyone who wants to experience unique and powerful ways to complement your current practice. If you're a patient, healthcare professional, holistic healer, or any individual looking for transformation. So before I bring on Mariangela, I want to mention and give some information about Mariangela. She is an author, transformational medical intuitive healer, naturopath, spiritual coach, wellness leader, and teacher. She is an angelic, ascended masters, and interdimensional shamanic channel. For 30 years, Mariangela has practiced in the fields of energy medicine, biomedical science, naturopathy, holistic health, and meditation. She is the founder of the Alchemy Energy Healing Spiritual System that eliminates limiting beliefs by removing blocks and reprogramming the mindset, creating transformation which leads to miracles. Mariangela's certified healing training program weaves together sacred geometry and ancient Egyptian wisdom. So excited to talk about that. And bridging a deep connection to the earth. Her proven healing process provides the tools and techniques to overcome challenges, create health, loving relationships, successful life outcomes, and greater personal presence. So welcome, Mariangela.
Thank you, Brenda.
You have quite the background, and I think it's so interesting that you are also of Italian-Chilean heritage and inspired by Tasmania's beauty. So a real collection and formula of a vast array of experience that you have picked up throughout the world. So I'm really looking forward to talking to you, and I'd love to find out exactly how did you get into this healing work?
Well, thank you, Brenda. It's a great question. My interest in natural medicine started probably around the time my mum got sick with breast cancer, and I wanted to help other people. And I was really drawn to naturopathy, but at that time, my father couldn't afford it, and he didn't actually encourage that side of me. He preferred me to follow a path that was a bit more credible. So I studied science, and obviously for me, that was really important to have that biomedical background. And working in pathology, seeing people's diseases and illnesses, triggered me to start to realize that I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be just diagnosing cancer. I want to be helping people before they got to that point. So I decided to retrain. I'd been seeing all these women in the department, all had a dream, and they all said they wanted to leave, but they just stayed where they were. And I thought, gosh, if I continue, I might be like these ladies. And I just knew, I didn't realize at that stage, but my guides were prompting me, naturopathy, you thought about that before, think about it again. And there weren't any courses down here in Tasmania, a little island underneath Australia. So I started doing it online, but I realized for me, learning, I have to learn in a group environment. So finally a college started, and I was off and running. But I was pregnant at that time, and even though I was interested in healing and Reiki, when my son was born, I started doing a bit of work with him, but he was really, had highly sensitive health, allergic to a lot of foods and chemicals, and I wondered if working in pathology with some of the chemicals that I was exposed to might have created some extra sensitivity in him in utero. And I started working a bit more with some of the healing with my naturopathy background. I tried lots of different remedies and herbs, and I also took them myself. But my guides were prompting me, you've got to do more. And having that science background helped me to structure how I was actually trying to differentiate what he was going through. Is it all physical? How much of this is emotional? What was I going through at that time when I was pregnant with him that was actually influencing his health? And at that time I was going through some real difficulties with a past relationship, and I was in fear, and I wasn't able to sell my house at that time. So I started to treat him with flower essences, and I treated myself with the same flower essences to help shift his mindset that he might have picked up from me at that time in utero, of being powerless, of being anxious, of feeling depressed. And I also had to change my diet. I didn't realise how sensitive he was to a lot of the foods that I was eating. So a lot of that helped me to discover, what else can I be doing to help this baby sleep? How can I help his skin recover? So using a lot of naturopathic medicine to support his gut, but then also looking at, with my pendulum, what else was going on? Is it just physical or emotional? But then the spiritual started to come through, and I was asking a lot of questions. Where was this experience coming from? And I did pinpoint it to a past life for him in Egypt, where he did he had eaten grain that had mold in it, and that was still impacting on him at that time through the mold, through the genetic memory. And as I started to heal that, connecting with my guides and bringing in different frequencies and learning to channel more effectively, his skin started to improve, and so did his sleep.
Interesting. And for the fact that you were able to pull up the information, the past life experience pinpointed to the grains, the mold on the grains. Isn't that fantastic? Wow. And that, when once you discovered that there was mold on the grains, what techniques did you use to heal?
So I had learnt pranic healing at that stage. So I was going through the different chakras, pulling out where that imprinting was lodged, and pulling out that memory, pulling out the stagnation and the experience of suffering, of me also being his mother at that time, of not being able to help him, not having enough skills, doing some DNA healing at that level of trying, getting his skin to formulate back into the original blueprint of health. So I tried lots of different things, and at that time I felt I was calling on other people to help me as well, and they kept saying, you've got the answers. And at times I felt quite limited. I didn't feel like I was receiving enough information, but the more they, you know, it was really interesting. I felt they were blocking me. Why can't you help me? But at that time I realised I do have the answers. I just have to structure this more and break it down even more than I'm already doing. So every day I'd ask, what is the next layer? What is the next element that needs to be addressed? Is it still emotional? How much anger or grief is still stored in his body? So a lot of it was emotional.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing how emotional is connected about 99% to physical issues?
Definitely. There's a book by called The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, and he's a research scientist, and he's actually proven a lot of that emotion is stuck in the DNA, in the tissues, and by releasing that, it can start to heal the body, which is so exciting.
And sorry, what was the name of this person again?
Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Oh, Bruce Lipton. Yes.
The Biology of Belief.
Yes, and also there's Dr. Bruce Lipton. Well, there's so many, and there's Dr. Bradley Nelson. who many people may know of as well.
Yes.
And the same as to clearing the emotions that your body starts healing. So it's just fabulous work, and you certainly have a vast array of healing that you do. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
So I began journaling a lot of my experience with him, what I tried, what different strategies I'd used. A lot of my clients at that stage were also mums with children that had allergies or difficulties with behavior or sleep. And then I put it together. I felt really called to putting the journal notes down to creating the book, Alchemy as a Child, for my experience of how my connection to my spirit guides and how they helped me to uncover what I could support him with. But also in doing that, I was still struggling. So the way what I did to help me out of my anxiety, because it created triggered postnatal depression because of the sleeplessness that I went through, I started to learn to sing. It was something that I always wanted to do. And my singing teacher was a holistic teacher, and it was more like therapy. We would just tone and make sounds, and it helped with my confidence. It helped with my nervous system, but it also brought through my channeling of spirits. And the first one that came through when I was singing was this American Indian grandmother, and she was bringing in the frequency of the crow. And when I was singing, I felt like my arms were becoming wings and my face was becoming a beak, and this really deep ancestral voice came through me, and I was really shocked. I thought, that's not my voice.
Beautiful. And so you're starting to channel from this American Indian grandmother. So previous lifetimes, I'm sure then, do you think that you were as this American Indian grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So that's interesting. So you really started healing with sound, and sound is so healing at a vibrational level.
Yes.
And that's helped you channel.
Yes. It definitely opened up my channeling abilities to drawing in other frequencies that would help myself and him and other people. So now I'm a sound healer as well, so I'll tone with a bowl or tone over people just to help harmonize that frequency where there is disruption or disease in the body, to help regulate the atoms in the body and to shift it out.
Nice. Very nice. So you are really covering off all the mind, body, and spirit through all the different work that you're doing.
That's beautiful. Definitely feel that for me it's a holistic perspective. I've got that science background that gave me the understanding of the body, and I was able to, over time, develop that more and see what's happening within each organ, where the disease is or the blockage in, say, the liver, and, you know, is it detoxing, and what part of that liver isn't working well, and why is that toxicity building up, and is there emotions attached to it, and is there a link to father's side of the family, and then also going back through the timeline, how many generations is that blocked with my father? He was Italian, he'd left Italy, they, you know, left the persecution of Mussolini. They'd moved and settled in Chile. Then when he was growing up, then Allende came in, and communism again repeated the cycle for him. So his family line had persecution. They had fear. They had powerlessness. And so I was also having to shift that in myself and in my son. So I was able to sort of follow through with the timelines, where else is this stored and who's carrying that the most.
Interesting. What's so interesting, but it's also fun. I just find it fascinating, and to do this detective work and the layers and where you can go with this. Is this something that you can do over the phone with your clients?
Yes, I do it over the phone and through Skype as well. I don't need them physically with me, I can tune into what's happening at a distance, and often it takes away any distraction, not having them in the room. But no, it's not. I'm not limited to time or space.
So what kind of benefits have your past clients experienced with this work?
I do often have women that come to me. They're often the seekers, either they're seeking for themselves or their family, for their children or their partners. So often they come either anxious or depressed or stressed. You know, stress is a really big component of illness. You know, where everything starts, I think. So they're able to find their own health. I'm able to give them tools and strategies so they're not just relying on me. They're feeling more empowered. They've got some practices and tools they can bring in to help them, to help, you know, their own guidance. Often the ones that come are sensitive, are intuitive. If they're not really open to it, over time it's actually in them. They hadn't been aware of it. So most of the clients I attract are the ones that are healers or are empaths and are really sensitive to other people's emotions and feelings, and perhaps have been quite contaminated and not really certain about boundaries. So I help people find clarity, make sure that they're in the present and they're not disconnected too far into the future, trying to create a safe future or create stories in their mind, or stuck in the past where they're trying to fix problems. So what I help people do is find that centre, find that alignment, so they're able to make clearer choices. Also, obviously, their health and well-being, but there's that underlying mission that I have, is to empower people to find their own gifts so they can live their true purpose.
It's so interesting now, isn't it, with the changes that we're going through, and if people are aware of, or if they've heard of different, that we're going through this big, huge, transition on a spiritual level. And there's such an interest, I believe, as to the Egyptian times. What has been your experience, and can you talk a bit about the Egyptian times and how we can maybe tap into that and how that would work?
Sure, Brenda. So the basis of healing comes from Egypt. Well, just before Egypt is Atlantis, and a lot of the imprinting from Atlantis is seeded through Egypt. Their connection to the stars, to the constellations, to astronomy, to the gods. And it's not about putting any of the gods up on a pedestal. It's more about drawing in the frequency that these gods can provide for us, like an archetype or a totem medicine that they bring in. So the circle is the beginning of all life. It's the embryo. It restores the blueprint of health. And when we have circles that cross over and create, they intertwine and they create a little petal as the two come together. If you create lots of little circles together, they're all overlapping and they create a flower. This is called the flower of life pattern. This is where geometry is based. A circle, you can draw a square inside it or a triangle. So all the mathematics or harmonics or music comes from the circle. It's the basis of all architecture as well. So when you see that flower of life, the petal formations as a 3D shape, as a sphere, and you ask it to spin, your intent is to connect to your guides, to activate this healing sphere that restores origins of health. You can place that in the body, in different organs, or around the cells, or also right around the physical body, around the auric field, because it will help to restore balance, restore harmony. And you can use it in many situations. If there's conflict with somebody, you can use that flower of life around you as a way of protection or filtering interference from somebody else. If you're tired, it's going to regenerate your energy and bring your frequency up and elevate that vibration. You can use it just also into the future if you know that there's something coming up that you're worried about, you can send that fear into the future to bring harmony as well. So that's one that I really like to use often to just help to, as a general balancing tool.
Is there, and this might be putting you on the spot, but I'm just feeling drawn to asking you, is there any meditation or process that you could give as an example, like now, for people to listen to at the moment and perhaps at a later date this that comes to you? You know,
yeah, sure, I can do that, Brenda. Sure.
I think that would be beautiful. And then people can listen to it later. It's always nice to come back on the replays and get that healing work that we need at a soul level. So anytime that you feel like doing that, and then we can get into some questions and answers afterwards. So please, go ahead.
So just taking a few deep breaths and relaxing your body, slowing down your breath. And with each breath, you're more relaxed, letting go of any tension. And with each breath, you're going deeper and more relaxed and in a safe place. Imagine a stream of white luminous light shimmering down above you, coming down. You're connected to this light. This light brings in the frequency of joy, love, peace, balance, healing. You're breathing that down from the top of your head. You breathe in the light and you're more relaxed. Coming, flowing down through your head, relaxing your face and your eyes. Flowing down into your neck and jaw, down your chest and lungs, through your arms and hands, into your back. The light is being guided down into your pelvis. All that relaxation is radiating down your legs to the very tip of your toes. With your next inhalation, breathe up the healing energy from Mother Earth. So continue with this breath, breathing up from the earth and down from the divine. So your in-breath comes in from both directions. And you are in a protected channel. So just imagine a sphere around your auric field, and this sphere has overlapping circles, and the circles form petals, which create the flower of life. This pillar of light activates the sphere by sending the light around the surface of the flower of life, and the light activates the flower of life, and this process will help to rejuvenate the physical body, restoring health. And the sacred geometry of the overlapping petals restores the original blueprint of health. Bringing that intention that the sphere is clearing, cleansing, and healing the past and the present. Imagine the pyramid around you within the flower of life, grounded, and anchoring you to the earth, and the apex, the top of the pyramid, is above your head, and the base of the pyramid is underneath your feet. Sense it, see it, feel it. Know it's a solid anchor as it surrounds you within the flower of life sphere. And we ask for that pyramid to connect to that pillar of light above your crown, and we're also activating that pyramid to bring in the healing frequencies right down through the base of the pyramid. And the base of the pyramid is infused with the four elements of life, fire, water, earth and air. We now ask to focus and balance those four elements within the mind, body and spirit. Four elements create life, and they're integral part of the circle and of new beginnings. The element of fire activates the masculine, being spontaneous, initiating, vitalizing, and energetic. And it brings transmutation and purifies the old. And it balances motivation and inspiration. And the fire element activates and balances your solar plexus above your navel, They were focusing on the element of water within the base of the pyramid, which is passive and feminine. It's receptive and sustaining, connects to the subconscious, it's creative and fluid. And that water element brings regeneration and wisdom, balances intuition and creativity, so you're able to follow your heart's desire. And the water element activates and balances your sacral chakra below your navel. Now we're focusing on the element of air. It's also active and masculine. It's intellectual and brings communication and relates to the breath of life and speech and brings curiosity and ideas and processing of information. Air element activates and balances your heart chakra. Now we're focusing on the element of earth, passive, feminine, solid, material, physical, stable and grounded. The earth brings growth and productivity and strengthens a sense of security and stability. And this earth element balances your base or root chakra. And we ask to balance the four elements, balancing the pH of the fluids in the body, within the cells and outside the cells, to flush out any negative thought forms, negative emotions, and toxins from the past that may be limiting the balanced flow of fluids. And we're asking to activate the original divine blueprint within the nucleus of the cells, bring in and reinforcing the encoded healing frequencies. So as you concentrate on your breath, you're amplifying that process and balancing those four elements. You're within the sacred healing pyramid, surrounded by the flower of life, grounded in the present moment. And your breath is directed to healing and releasing anything lodged within your father's side. And it's about reclaiming your worth from your father's side. And we're releasing any wounds that his family had 8 generations back of having no choices, of having limited opportunities. We're breaking free of the bonds and chains and resistance that still link you to the past, generational cellular memories that are locked in the body. We're choosing to let go and clear those patterns those ancestors were carrying. So just using your breath, giving it the intent that's releasing it, sending that timeline back 8 generations. So I mean, going back 8 generations also on your mum's side of the family, clearing the next layer that you're ready to let go of, that's carried from her side, her mother, and her mother, and her mother. We're clearing all those grandmothers, releasing from her side of the family, having no choices and having limited opportunities. And you're breaking free of the bonds, the chains and the resistance that link you to the past, generational cellular memories that are locked in your body. You're clearing and cutting from those ancestors, releasing those negative patterns, thought forms, emotions, expectations and fears that may have created illness. We're releasing that from both sides of the family that have created that limiting imprinting. We also ask to bring in forgiveness and unlock any remnants of shame, guilt or physical pain. And as you're doing that, you're feeling lighter, so you can integrate and assimilate all these changes. And your body is aligned and co-creating with the divine and with your higher self and with Mother Earth. And this frequency vibrates and resonates a new frequency within you, so that now you can start to broadcast that within each cell and out into the world. We're asking to purify all that in all time, space, dimensions and realities and energy fields. And every day it'll feel easier to be you. And every day you'll feel lighter and happier. You're bathed and saturated in the light, resolving all toxins, and you're washing away anything else you're ready to let go of right now. and that universal source of light is flowing through you into the cells, into the organs, into your chakras, meridians, and auric field. And everything becomes perfectly healed. Every atom is healed, and even the space between the atoms is healed. You are the light, and the energy completely opens up all your circuits, and those channels are flowing easily. And you feel that you're able to open up into that energy and continue to be filled with the light. Now you're slowly going to come back into the room, but the light stays within you, within your body and energy field. And you're able to integrate and access all the changes you've experienced right now. Your boundaries are strengthened. The changes will become more easy for you to process. And you're slowly going to come back into the room, moving your hands and feet, feeling more awake, feeling present and alert, feeling amazing. Welcome back. Great to have you back.
Whoa.
How did you feel, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. About halfway through your meditation, my head was starting to tingle. And I can feel this energy is flowing down. My body's starting to tingle. And then towards the end, and even right now at this moment, I'm doing a lot of yawning, which signifies releasing of energies. And I continue to do that. And when that happens, I know that there's some powerful healing work that's just occurring at this moment. So I'm so grateful that you were able to do that with us today. I know we didn't discuss it, but I felt very drawn that people needed to hear this beautiful work that you do, the healing work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was just really, really enjoyed that. It was very, very peaceful, very, very nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So glad you could feel that frequency coming through.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And I love the idea that you have this science background, too. If you're really able to integrate the left brain and the right brain, the masculine, feminine, and bring it in so beautifully. So if there's any questions, if anybody wants to open up, you're welcome to do that at the moment, or submit any chat messages. Please feel free to do that. So we'll just leave that open. And while we're waiting for someone to come on, if you can just go over here, what type of services do you offer? So if someone was to contact you, what can they expect within a session? How does it begin and how do you end the session?
Well, I always work on the priority, so people can come with emotional things or something they're trying to work through themselves, relationship issues or health. I do have lots of clients that have their own business, their healing business, or they're creative in some way, artists or photographers, musicians. So sometimes it's about their core, you know, their work that they do and how they can bring more change and to reach greater people. So usually, you know, we go through what their burning issue is. I'll go through what I pick up about issues that are blocking them. So generally, it's more about whatever is releasing, what's the next layer that needs to go, that they're prepared to let go in that moment, so that can open up to a better possibility. So it's not just about a reading at that time. It's about what can we clear in the future that might be holding them back.
Perfect. I just got a message in here now. Just beautiful synchronicity for me, Mary Angela, today. Thank you from Jema.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, thank you, Jema, for posting that. And, oh, my goodness, I am still releasing. So excuse my yawning, but when that happens for me, I know that there's some major issues that are coming up for me to heal. And we're going through such intense energies right now. It's affecting us all. I don't think there's anyone that's escaping that. And if you happen to be an empath, which most likely everybody who's listening to this now or in the future, if they're an empath, you know, it can be very, very tricky to not really get totally absorbed in all the shifts that are occurring. What's your best advice, Mary Angela, for an empath, for anyone who's picking up energies from somebody else, that they might be picking up emotions that really aren't theirs, but they're picking up somebody else's, and it's affecting them on a physical level? So what would you suggest to the listeners and on the replay of this show? How do you protect yourself, or what techniques do you like to, you know, talk to your clients, how they can work as to with all the intense energies that are coming in?
Of course. As an empath myself, and I didn't realize I was doing that as a child, I think that was why I was so anxious and depressed, because I'm a water sign, I'm a Scorpio. I used to just merge, and I didn't realize I was healing people. Often empaths are healers. Both my children are empaths. My eldest, the one with a lot of the problems that he had as a child, he was trying to heal the world as a baby, to heal the people around him, but he didn't know. So even, you know, going around into the supermarket, you can start connecting to people that are in need or suffering. So the process, I do a lot of cord cutting. So you may not know where the cords are, but I'd like to do a general cut of the negative things that might be interfering, known or unknown, because as you say, Brenda, we're all connected around the world to everything that's going on. So I ask to cut all negative cords from me, and I go through the cutting through all the chakras behind my back, in front of me, underneath my feet, that don't serve me. So it's just a general cut using either a hand action like a knife or sword or scissors. And I'm connecting with my guides, and I ask them to facilitate that process. But the next part is, often when there's negativity, you don't want to go into that suffering. So often what I find with my clients is their soul has partially left their physical body, and when they're out there, they're going to fragment off, especially if there's trauma. So I do a lot of soul retrieval, and so this is the next process. You cut the cords, and then you ask to call your soul fragments back. And they're not going to come back in a linear timeline. They'll come back as your body is ready. So it might be a time when you're 5 or 15 or 22. But our intent is just to cut the cords, call our soul back into our body, and then integrate mind, body, and spirit, because our soul might be doing one thing, our mind might be doing something else, our body might be doing a third thing. So just ask to bring in that alignment of mind, body, and spirit aligned in the present. And then asking to feel the aura. So when you're often linked to people, you've got these negative cords, you're feeling their pain, your energy will be leaking out to them. And there'll be multiple people you might be attached to, family members, things on the TV, something that came through Facebook. So severing those cords is really important. And that sealing that aura, again, having that intent that the outer edge of that auric field, that seventh layer, is sealed and fully integrated. And then breathing up from the earth, so many of us that meditate can be really connected to the divine, and that our crown is really open, but our earth connection can be quite weak. And that's that shamanic element that I bring in, is that connection to the earth and seeing either that pyramid coming from the top of the apex around that solar plexus, and making that bottom of the pyramid really deep into the earth, so it's not just underneath your feet, but like a really wide pyramid base, so that you have a really solid anchor to be in the present. Because a lot of my clients I noticed are either in the future or in the past, they're not quite here. So that is my process of cutting, calling back, integrating, sealing, and grounding is what I find is useful and what I encourage my clients to do as well.
Perfect. And do you find that people need to do this perhaps when they wake up in the morning, if they happen to be, you know, people are open to astral traveling?
Yes, a lot of people that are sensitive might be healing in their sleep,
mm-hmm.
or because they haven't fully cut the cords from the day before, they might be still attached to people at work or family members, so they'll be, it's important to do at least twice a day, morning and night, but there might be times in the day, like for me seeing, you know, after a client, I will cut from that client, you know, it's about energetic hygiene really, so that you're clear, your boundaries are strong, you've completely detached from that person and the next one can come in.
Perfect.
That's what I find is useful. So there might be other times in the day if you've watched something on TV, something's come up and it's affected you, you feel that trigger, then you cut the cord then as well. It's good to get into the practice, especially if you're empathic because you've been so used to the other way of just
mm-hmm.
sensing and merging and, you know, just leaking that, you know, you might need a month of really being vigilant over where is my energy going? Am I in the present? I used to have to keep saying I'm Mary Angela because often I would be somebody else. I would have merged with somebody and then when you merge with them, you're connected to their energy field, you're connected to their disconnection, you're connected to their problems and traumas, so
mm-hmm.
your alignment is totally gone.
So do you then recommend that people learn to test for themselves by perhaps a certain type of muscle testing, or if they were to say my name is, you know, whom, whatever,
yes.
I'm Mary Angela,
yes.
and if their
yes.
body, for example, is going back, which indicates a no, then oh. And,
yes.
and that's a good point because a lot of the times with testing, you might just go right into it, but if you're not 100% in your own body, then
definitely.
You need to find out what's going on. So good point.
Yes.
That's a
yes.
very good, you know, to start out immediately.
Yeah, muscle testing is good or body dowsing if you, you know, face
mm-hmm.
north and just check, you know, that will pull you forward if that's a yes and it'll pull you backward if it's a no. Using the pendulum, just getting the practice of, you know, being, asking, saying your name or choose to be, you know, Mary Angela, so that your body starts this new integration. It's been so used to not being you that, okay, this is the new set point. Okay, I understand now. You know, resetting the nervous system to your own frequency.
Yeah, wonderful. I know that I find with the testing, that's just so invaluable, and it's so empowering to see other people learn to use their body like as a pendulum or working with the pendulum, which I'm sure that you teach within your sessions so that they can start working on themselves.
Yes.
So, it's powerful. Okay. So what can people expect, you know, after they have a session with you? Do they start feeling their, you know, the integration within the session, or does it sometimes take a period of time? What can people expect?
So they'll feel it straight away. There'll be heat or tingles or vibrations in the body. They'll definitely feel lighter. Because I'm always working on the priority of the body, I initiate the beginning of the change. So sometimes I'll check in when they need to come back. It might be 2 weeks or 3 weeks because the body needs to adjust. I've started the process. The guides are doing the work. It's unraveling. It's adjusting. It's finding a new balance point so that they will, you know, feel the difference. So a bit like this meditation, even though I've finished it, but you were yawning as well. It didn't just finish in that time that I said it. It will continue probably for the next 3 days to recalibrate before the next layer is ready to come up to be surfaced, to be addressed.
Perfect. And I just want to mention again to everyone that there are so many different services that you have. I'm just going to go over it. Herbal medicine, nutrition, homeopathy, iridology, allergy treatment, body talk, intuitive healing, liquid crystals. There's just a numerous amount of services. So, boy, you really can integrate everything here and get people right on the right path for their individual healing. So that's fantastic.
Yes, definitely. And I also find that working in groups, I've been running my workshops now for 3 years, and this year I've just started doing them online so that I'm not limited just to having people in the room with me. It's a really wonderful opportunity to do it, you know, sending videos or having a conference call to help support people in lots of different parts of the world now to encourage them to, you know, learn their own strategies. So, you know, I give them great guidelines and they're in a supportive community, and I find the group work has had really amazing transformational shifts, much more powerful than just, even though I know that work I do is really powerful by itself, when they're in a group situation and choosing to work in that dynamic, the shifts are even more profound than I've ever expected, especially this year, which has been 2016, the year of change and letting go, but so many more people are willing to release, and so there's been greater opportunity for growth.
We really need to collaborate, don't we? As I know, as a practitioner myself, and I love to collaborate with other practitioners, and the more that we strengthen our own energies, we can be of service. So it's essential when you have any issues that came up. Earlier this year, I got Bell's palsy, and I was scared to death. And I put myself out on YouTube because I thought, well, I want to share this because I'm not going to have this get me down. So I did, and my, you know, your face is half paralyzed. And well, I put out an to the practitioners within my various groups. Bottom line, I had about 14 people come to my aid, and they all did different type of healing work. But the power of working with other practitioners for healing is fabulous, and it's wonderful, and I'm really pleased to hear that you're doing that, that you're creating these groups where we can learn from one another. So that's very powerful in itself, and supporting one another. So yeah, thank you for doing that. That's very, very good.
Thanks, Brenda. I think when in the group, it's not just my team of guides. Everybody has, you know, their guides, so it's that amplified space of, you know, as you said, collaboration of this massive spiritual energy that comes through to co-create with everybody.
Perfect. So what do you suggest, like, for clients in between your sessions? Is there anything that you would ask them to do?
Well, yes, I'd like to empower my clients to use the strategies that I suggest, like the cutting cord process is really important. Another one that I like to use is using the energy of Saint Germain, the violet flame. And you become the flame, you breathe in the flame, which is healing and transformative and just lets go of blocks and limitations, and using your breath, you can have the intent that you're sending it out into the future. Because often if we're worried or anxious, you can project that worry into the future. And so using your breath, you are the violet flame, and you breathe it out a day ahead or 3 days ahead or a week ahead, you're actually opening up the space to be more welcomed and received into the future rather than facing or hitting a wall of your possible negative projections. So I encourage my clients to do that as well as the cutting cords, because then when they come back to me, they're a bit clearer. I can work on deeper issues. So they're supporting me to help them work more deeply into, you know, whatever's going on.
I love the idea. Excuse me, I don't know what occurred there. Who knows? But projecting into the future. You know, that's exciting to know that we can look into the future and start healing, as you say, like, what was it, 3 days ahead of time approximately?
Definitely, because If there's something coming up that you're nervous about, you might worry about it. But we want to bring in the best outcome. So by clearing the space, that there's no mountains, there's no hurdles, there's no crumbly rocks or cracks in the road, that we're seeing that beautiful future is supportive. We're going to be welcomed. We're going to be received. We're putting out for a greater possibility of support, because if you're in that negative mindset, it's often about lack, and lack is, not choosing to receive at a higher level. So you've just projected scarcity into the future on some level, and using the violet flame opens that up to receiving greater possibilities in your life, health or relationships. It's not always about money. I just like to term it support in some way, so that you're open to choosing a different outcome.
Yeah, that's lovely, because many times you can have a session with a particular person and then there's no support. You're just, okay, we'll see you next session. So I love the idea that you're there for giving support.
Oh. So the other thing you can use is the symbol of the Ankh from Egypt. The Ankh is a circle. It looks like a little figure, basically, a circle with a stick and a cross with a little arm. So that balances the masculine and the feminine. The top mm-hmm. part of the loop is the feminine and the stick is the masculine. So
okay.
It's that one I often use for doorways or opening doorways to either communication or higher realms, or doorways into opportunities, like attracting the right people into your life that will support you. So I'll use the violet flame to clear out the blocks that might be there, but I also like to use the Ankh as a doorway to open up new opportunities, new situations, new ideas. But yes, the Ankh is a great way of opening up portals into other dimensions. So that's another useful tip.
Perfect. Now, you are offering some ancient Egyptian tools as a free gift. So can you tell us about these tools that people will be receiving?
So it's a video I've created, and that way you can feel more comfortable with using some of these things we've talked about, the pyramids, sacred geometry, the Ankh. I also talk about Anubis, the god of protection and transitions. He's also the guardian to high-level doorways. So I also bring in Thoth. He's the god of healing. He brings in spiritual communication and wisdom as well. So I, because of my shamanic principles that I bring in, I help you to bring in a medicine wheel as well, to anchor in the four directions, to ground you and to bring a lot of these higher realm frequencies into this reality, because often they can stay up in the dream state. But encouraging anyone that's interested to really learn to bring that through into this reality, to help you manifest, that's what the key of this video will help you to do. So it just brings in all those elements so you can create your own space at home and really activate a lot of those frequencies to support health, but also manifestation into now.
Oh, perfect. I'm looking forward to seeing this video. I love the shaman work, and you have your own practice working during the shaman work and the principles. So interesting. Years ago in Canada here, I was backing onto a reserve, and they had a sweat lodge. There's just so many wonderful places that we can, do different aspects of healing. So working with the indigenous, the shamans, I love it. There's just so many areas that we can explore, and it all integrates. I don't believe that there's just this one avenue of healing, not whatsoever. So it's wonderful that you have such an array of possibilities that people can learn from and study. And, you know, sometimes we connect with one particular aspect or one modality more so than the other. But with all of the different variety of modalities that you offer and services, I think people are going to really get quite well-rounded and really feel the healing at all, you know, levels, that, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, at all levels, and really, again, integrate all of that. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm pleased that you're able to do that, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future, Mary Angela, and as a practitioner, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to learning from you as well, and where we can support each other from all across the world. We have the access to Skype now, which is fantastic. So we can connect and we can just stay in our homes, and it's wonderful. So let's put some information out for people listening at a later date as to how can they get in touch with you. If you want to give your email address or any other type of information, please do so.
Well, thank you, Brenda. So my website is the 3 W's, Alchymia, alkymia.com.au. So on that website, alchymia.com.au, you'll find all my information, and I can speak to you in person or by phone or Skype. And the free gift that I have to people that are interested is alchymia.com.au/sacred-keys. So it's sacred-keys.
And I'll be having that information also once I have this downloaded on my website. So I will have that information in there so people can click on and automatically receive your gift.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda, for having me on. And I'd just like to just support other people and, you know, raising the vibration of the planet. You know, there's all of us that are doing our part and helping to awaken those individuals that are ready to step into a higher consciousness and, you know, their gifts and their potential to make the difference we're all here to do.
Yes, and thank you as well. I appreciate you coming on, and we're just there, you know, throughout the world. There's light that's, you know, it's definitely, there's pockets of light everywhere in the world, and it's getting brighter and brighter. And I want to invite anybody here who's listening, to go to my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. And you'll be able to listen to the interview here today with Mary Angela and receive some meditations when you opt in. So please feel free to do so. And if you have any comments, please feel free to do so as well. So now you have your own meditation that you can listen to at a later date. That was very, very nice. So thank you once again, Mary Angela, and we'll be in touch in the future. Take care. You're beginning your day or in the middle of your day, and we're towards the evening here. So, my part of the world. So, okay, take care.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.